It's interesting seeing the evolution and thinking of trials, particularly adjuvant trials. You talked about the switch from going from overall survival to disease-free survival as a primary endpoint in the trastuzumab analysis. We've seen the same thing in colon cancer, where we're focusing more on disease-free survival. Where is that sort of coming from?
Well, I think it's driven by data. I think that certainly in colon, for example, we've assumed for many years, dating back to the data with C-03, where we looked at the patterns of recurrence in colon, where we noted that they really clustered around the first two and a half years. And that, we, from our data, were convinced that 3-year disease-free survival was an excellent surrogate of overall survival. Of course, we didn't tell anybody about that. And I think the Dan Sargent analysis, where he used multiple trials, 40% of that analysis does come from NSABP clinical trials. And Dan, together with Sam Wehan, showed that 3-year survival was an excellent indicator of overall 5-year survival. So I think there it's being driven by data, it's an appropriate endpoint. The FDA used disease-free survival or accepted disease-free survival as an indication endpoint in the adjuvant setting in breast for quite some time.
I guess I remember there were initially a lot of debates about that in breast and the question of, particularly with tamoxifen, was it sort of a cytostatic that was just going to temporarily delay recurrence? But I don't know that there's ever been a trial that really showed a major improvement in disease-free survival that didn't eventually show overall survival, or am I wrong in that?
I'm sure we could find one, but in general, if you see a disease-free survival, eventually you will see, if it's appropriately powered, eventually you're going to see a survival difference, as we did in B14, for example. Now, that survival difference was delayed.
That was the tamoxifen
trial. It wasn't
trial.
3-year versus 5-year. We had to wait. And with longer follow-up, 7 years, for example, that you saw an unequivocal survival difference.
And I guess that tamoxifen trial is part of the reason that people, I think, have accepted AIs and the fact that at this point there's no survival benefit that's being seen in general.
Yeah, but there too, I think that we're going to see one eventually.
Right.
Provided we can keep the trials intact.